So the text for this evening's meditation is from Mark chapter 14, these words. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priest in order to betray him to them. So our text, you may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last Wednesday evening, we heard about how there were some people around Jesus who misjudged him, who looked at him, who looked at Jesus with misjudging eyes. And then we heard about the fact that we too have the propensity to do the same, to misjudge the things of God, to misjudge Jesus. Now the problem this week that confronts us is not one of misjudgment, but one of betrayal. The one close to Jesus who betrayed him, who looked at Jesus with eyes that said one thing, but a mind that said another. And here, of course, we're thinking of Judas Iscariot, the treasurer. That's right, the treasurer of the disciples. That is what the Gospel of John tells us. Gospel of John in chapter 12, there we read that it was Judas, who brought up the value of the nard. Remember that from last week? Who brought up the value of the nard used to anoint Jesus, asking why it was not sold and the money given to the poor. And then the Gospel of John notes, Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. That's John 14:6, word for word. Judas was a thief, routinely stealing from the monies donated to the disciples for their food and upkeep. And that being so, we could speculate that Judas probably weighed a few more pounds than the other disciples. Sandals Judas wore were newer, perhaps the latest fashion. The tunic Judas used was probably also newer, maybe even of the finest cloth available. And whether or not this was true and the other disciples noticed it, it's hard to say, but Judas did steal. And he stole from Jesus. And he used that money in some way for his own purposes. Why? Well, money was important, really important, perhaps the most important thing. Yes, money was the most important thing in Judas's life. We forget, don't we? We forget why Judas betrayed Jesus. I mean, it's easy to think that Judas did so, that Judas betrayed Jesus because of some personal beef he had with Jesus. Some sort of jealousy, perhaps, a jealousy towards Peter, James, and John, that they were part of the inner circle of Jesus. And Judas was not. Maybe, too, we could speculate that Judas simply wanted to be on good standing with the chief priests, with the Sanhedrin, with the leaders of the Jews, with a mind towards the future, making some sort of business connections in Jerusalem that would be profitable for him. Few theologians recently have even gone so far as to sympathize with Judas. To see Judas as a victim of sorts, as the one God chose to accomplish the betrayal of Jesus. And that being so, this line of reasoning, Judas is to be pitied. Pitied for being the pawn. Pitied for being played. Pity for being the patsy for God to accomplish his purposes in Jesus Christ. Of course, none of that is true. None of it. What drove Judas was Judas. What drove Judas was his flesh, his old man. What drove Judas was Satan, and being driven by Satan, by his flesh, by his covetousness, Judas went along for the ride, a ride he hoped would result in money. Lots of money. It's for money, then, that Judas betrayed Jesus. That is, Judas told the chief priests and the scribes where Jesus was going to be on the night that he was betrayed so that those authorities could grab Jesus out of the public eye, away from the Passover crowds, separated from the masses that would have made his arrest during the daytime impossible, and had made it up to that point impossible. Now, as you know, 30 pieces of silver was what Judas received. It's a little more than a month's wages. In today's terms, about $197.40. Or we could just round up and say $200. Now, we could get all indignant and say, 200 bucks? That's all? 200 bucks to betray Jesus? Just recently in the town of Louisville, Texas, a newly married clerk at a convenience store was shot and killed during an armed robbery that netted the thieves and killers 200 bucks. Now, being that the theft and murder occurred in Texas, it could just be that for just 200 bucks, the two men, when caught, are looking at life in prison or even death, their own death, for 200 bucks. So why did they do it? Three deaths in total, perhaps, for 200 bucks. Why did Judas do it? Why do any of us do stupid things at times, even sinful things, when before us is held not just a certain amount of money, but something which we truly desire? Something for which we would give up so much. Something which simply drives us, and in so driving us, what does it cause us to do? Doesn't it cause us to betray Jesus? To give him up? Give up our discipleship under him? Give up the love of our fellow Christians? Give up all that Jesus has done for us in our lives, providing us with all that we need to support this body and life? Yes, cannot our desire for some earthly thing lead to our betrayal? Betrayal, Pastor, you might be thinking at this point. Betrayal is a pretty strong word. But is that not what we do when we willingly give up Jesus? Give up Jesus in our hearts. In so doing, we get what we desire from the world. But understand this, we heard from 2 Timothy. Understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self. Lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. That about says it, doesn't it? About those who hang out with Jesus nowadays to see where this Christianity thing is going, only in order to look for the moment, so somehow to leverage that position among Christians for worldly benefit. We need to repent of such thinking on our part, of our willingness to consider such an abandonment of our Savior, or even worse, of handing him over to the world for derision, for that's what happens when we give up Christ for worldly desire. Yes, when we do such a thing, the world looks at us and says, well, I guess there wasn't so much to that Jesus after all, was there? Guess all that Jesus was to you was a means to an end. Looks like you were only too willing to hang out with Jesus until the right moment, and then you struck. Jesus knew this, that is, Jesus knew what was happening with Jesus, with Judas, what Judas was doing, what Judas was thinking. So he does the same with us. Jesus knows when we're viewing our association with him as a means to an end. We can't hide that from Jesus. So let's stop trying to do so. Let's repent for the times that our thoughts and minds and speech, even our actions, were nothing other than a betrayal of Jesus. Repentance. That's what Judas did too, right? Judas came to his senses, realizing that he had done such a horrible thing, betraying innocent blood, and he returned the money, and then, of course, he went out and he committed suicide, killed himself. Why? Why? Well, again, we could speculate. Judas had become so blinded by his love of money that when it led him to do such a terrible thing, all that he could do was condemn himself for his action. And in so doing, Judas missed the point of Jesus entirely. Judas had ears to hear but had not heard. For what was Jesus but the forgiveness of sin? And that is all sin, every last little sin and big sin that we've ever committed. That includes, yes, that includes betrayal. But Judas was all into himself. And that is what we must not be. We must not be all into ourselves. We must instead be all into Jesus. All into Jesus Christ. All into not what our association with Christ brings us in the world, but all into what faith in Christ, faith in Jesus Christ gives to us in spite of the world. To live within the world and even overcome the world. That is, overcome the world through Christ. For Christ is not our gateway, our key, our way to riches, to wealth, to success. Christ himself is our riches. Christ our wealth. Christ our success. Everything else, nothing in comparison. Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. That should be our thinking, right? Our thinking when on the one hand we're tempted with worldly gain, worldly wealth, worldly success, if only on the other hand, we must betray our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abandon him, sever our association with him for as little as $200. Let's not do that, ever. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing our canticle, which is